Hello, everybody. It's Jenny, host and founder of The Coach Jenny. I'm honored to be here today to be your personal growth coach. I believe that each day that we can live with intention, laugh just a little more, and learn something new. So sit back, relax, and let's get started. It's so fascinating how usually around the holidays we have all this pressure, all this tension, all this craziness, but it's not the holidays, it's us. It's coming from us, it is us, it is all internal. It is just us. And when we put so much pressure on us, what does that mean? Where's it coming from? And usually that stems from childhood trauma or unfinished dreams or something of that nature. And a lot of my traumatic issues come from one, not being enough, or not being ready or available or not worthy, but a lot of the mindset stuff and a lot of growing up and being in that mindset of, well, I can't do that because I'm visually impaired or I'm too big or too fat or too odd and I'm not like my friends. And you go through this mental spiral. And we all have moments when we just don't fit in. And it's fascinating. And as a counselor therapist, you kind of look back and you go through these moments in your head and you'll be like, why didn't I make better choices? Like, why did I not like do this? Like, I know better. But in the heat of the moment, we make these decisions like, you know, I'm gonna do this. And I always say, like, your coping skill toolbox was full and you picked whatever was on top and that's how you handle the situation. And it's fascinating how we handle a situation with the knowledge that we had at the time and what we knew and how we could handle it. Growing up being different. Now I'm like, I'm so excited that I'm different. I'm tall, I'm sassy, I'm not the skinniest thing out there. I am a little bit of woo, a little bit of earth, nature, whatever. I'm a little bit of athlete, I'm a little bit of therapy, I'm a little bit of, I am like the mutt of all coaches. And I love it because I learned that you can't specialize in one thing. You can't be just a swim coach or just a, you know, a mindset coach. You can't be this. That we need to continue to work on ourselves. We're a forever project. And I learned this at a young age that in order to learn and grow mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, that we need to continue to work on ourselves. It was hard. No one likes to be made fun of. I was made fun of because I had a goofy haircut. Like, seriously, could have twinned with Will Smith, my fro-y haircut. Visually impaired. I have poor vision in this eye, but this is like my ninja eye. It's so funny because my eyes are like one of my favorite assets that I have. They're very blue, like super blue. But my saving grace, my detour, my outlet growing up was playing sports. Like, I truly believe sports is what saved my life because it instantly gave me friends. It instantly showed me like discipline, and it showed me passion and desire to achieve things. And it really blows my mind, like how young I was to figure out what I wanted to do as a young kid. Everybody's like, as a young girl, did you always fascinate over your wedding? No, bitch, I fascinated over cars. What kind of cars I was gonna have when I grew up. And now I have lots of cars and married into a car family and totally happy with all that. But I fascinated over achieving, learning, growing, because when I was a small child, learning was my hardest thing. Learning, I couldn't just sit there and read a book and comprehend it. Learning was the hardest thing for me. I grew up with a learning disability, had a lot to do with my visual impairment. I couldn't process things like a normal kid. And when you have doctors tell you that you'll never be normal, like the normal kids, you'll never play sports, you'll never do this, you'll never, 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 it kind of wears on your soul and your psyche a little bit that, what do you mean I can't do something? I am that person. You tell me I can't do it. I'm gonna figure out a way to do it, and I'm gonna do it my way. Oh, we're back. I posted something a few days ago and it says, screw the rules, I'm gonna do it my way. And truly, that's been my life motto. And growing up with a learning disability and a visual impairment and being not thin and body dysmorphic issues, and it was just like one thing on top of another on top of another. And life was not easy. I don't think life was easy for any of us. And if it was, girl, we need to talk because you need to tell me the secret of life. Because all these life lessons taught me one thing: to continue to grow, to learn, to develop, to find people to learn from, to always level up, and to put myself in situations where I can learn from them. And I mean, I put myself in situations where the people in the room are way smarter than I am. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? I mean, it's so nice in like a virtual environment. I'm like, close down the camera. And I'm like, But I love that. I love the uncomfortableness, I guess, of it, because it gives me the opportunity to meet, to learn, to grow. And when I was in my 20s, man, terrible breakup, body dysmorphic issues. Graduated college, I was like, oh, I'm never playing sports again. My body was so worn down from playing sports. I was like, I swore off sports. That was fantastic because instantly gained like 20, 30, 40 pounds. I was like a freaking house. Got super sick, mentally, physically sick. Yeah, I remember my dad took me to a baseball game. He took a picture of me, and I have this picture, and he like a legit camera, and he like developed it, and he's like, Jenna, you look so cute, and I was like, ah! Just cried because it was a terrible picture of me. Terrible, like I had like nine necks and these big bug glasses, and yeah, that picture. Vividly remember that picture, that day, that moment, and changed my life. That's where I was like, I need to do something about my life. And I needed to get back into shape, figure out what the F I was doing, because it was a hot mess. And I was like spiraling. Like, here's my favorite picture. I was a tornado out of control. Like spiraling out of control. And I just remember listening to these cassette tapes that my dad bought me when I was young, like Tony Robbins, and I still have them. Like, my dad bought me Tony Robbins when I was 14. I was like, totally dig it. And I was listening to these tapes again, and I got into like MP3s and was listening to Tony Robbins, and it really truly changed my life because I needed to find that spark in my life again. Like, what really jazzed me? And I fell back in love with working hard on my body and my mindset and finding that love, that passion for life. And I remember when I was going through this phase of my life, and I'm like, man, I wish there was like a group of like-minded women that I could like lean into. And there was nothing, you know, because I'm old. We didn't have the internets like we have now. Like, now you can just like Google anything or go on Facebook and find like badass bitches in a group. There wasn't anything. And it was so frustrating. Like, even when you went to the gym and people just ignored you, and it was so frustrating. And I remember like being like 24, 25. And I was like, when I grow up, I'm going to create a group of women that we can lean into each other and we can ask each other's questions, no matter how dumb they are, and laugh and cry and just support each other. Like, this was one of my life goals. Because I needed this as a 20-year-old woman, like, thinking that I'm fat and I'm ugly and now didn't have any kind of relationship and I'm unworthy, unlovable, like going through all these emotions. It took me until I was 40, like seriously, 15 years later, to have enough of balls to quit my job in the middle, well, this was before the pandemic, start my own coaching business, to create this community for women so they can come in this group and talk about the woes, the what the fucks, the what the hells, like this, or hey, this is great, I found this book, or what the hell is this, or anything. It took 15 years to figure this out and like a few shitty jobs in between, but this group is what I visualized when I was 24. Like, this group that I just tried to reach my phone and realize that I'm on it. Like, here's my tripod. Like, this group is something that I can go on in WhatsApp and be like, I'm having a shitty day, even though that I'm the coach. Like, it's amazing. Like, I can go in the group and my clients know when I'm having a shitty day, and that some of them saw my post this morning, and even some of the groups that I'm in, my other women's memberships, and I'm in Unleash Her Power Within, UHPW with KK in the community. And some of the ladies are like, girl, snap out of it. You're going to UHPW and UPW in March. Like, snap out of it. And it's so fun being part of these communities where women can see you struggling and they're like, snap out of it, bitch. Like, snap out of it. And I love that. Because I level up. I put myself in these situations where people know me and they know how I act. They know that I'm like goofy and I'm silly and I'm serious and I'm the athletic one and I'm this, that, and the other thing. Like, I'm Sporty Spice with a little bit of therapy and a little bit of strategy, like all wrapped in one. Like, and they know when I'm having a bad day that they can reach through the phone and be like, bitch, snap out of it. Love it. That's why we join these communities. That's why we have societies that we join into. I wish I had this when I was younger. I wish that 20, 30 years ago, God, even when I was 14, when people were like making prank calls to my house and like rotary phone, like prank calling my house and asking me out on dates and stuff like that. Like, you guys are assholes. Like, nowadays, like, I wish I had the confidence that I had now. I'd be like, yeah, man. Gonna mess you up. Like, it's so funny because now I see these people in public, like, legit now, and they're like, hammered. So mean to say that. But I'm just like, they're miserable. They don't enjoy life. Like, sorry, my hair's driving me nuts right there. Like, get out. Travel when you can. I know it's COVID. Like, explore. Like, enjoy life. So many people nowadays are so miserable because they're stuck at a desk all day. They don't work out. They don't enjoy nature. They don't even greet their neighbors. Like, enjoy life. Like, we're all going through some shitty things. My mother has pancreatic cancer. Like, what the fuck? But you know what? It doesn't mean that I can't enjoy life and have phone calls with my mom that are still fun and still do things with her that are fun. Like, enjoy life. Like, I know this is kind of intense and raw, but you know what? Sometimes we need this. We need this shock, this reality. It is December 21st. And so many people, December 2021, and so many people did not do anything this year compared to December of 2020. They're like, it's another mulligan. Like, oh, it's COVID. Like, you're gonna have this COVID thing for years. Like, we need to adapt and learn and do different things. Like, yeah, there's now the new Transformer version and all this, like, take a deep breath. Things are changing. We need to adapt. We still need to live and enjoy life. And for me, it's meeting new people, going on Zoom, leveling up. Like, I just joined this. I mean, I've been in KK's group now for quite some time, and I am so excited to go into UHPW to be with other women, and whoever joins this for 10 weeks to level up myself, my business, my relationships, my ability to coach. Because if we don't level up ourselves, what are you doing? What are you doing with yourself? I call it the hamster wheel of death. How many of y'all have been on that hamster wheel? You all running. You're running like hell. I give you credit because you're burning the calories, but you're not going anywhere. When are you ready to level up? I level up. I have coaches. I work with some of the best coaches in the world to help me level up. Ones that will reach over the phone and smack me around because I need it. When are you ready to level up? When are you ready to work with somebody? I'm not necessarily saying it's me. It may not be me. Some people say they don't like the woo side of me and they don't like how direct I am. Some people think I'm too funny. Some people love me. Get it? I love myself. But you know what? If you get one thing out of this very lengthy conversation, and I'm sorry that it is this long, it is find a community that makes you learn and grow. Find a community. I created a community. It's called the Sisterhood. It used to be called the Goddess Sisterhood. But sometimes a little woo, some people don't like woo. I sprinkle a little woo in there. But the Sisterhood is all about like-minded women who want to learn and grow about personal development. Each month is a different topic. This month, we're all about creating our goals. We're mind mapping. We're getting ready for 2022. This month's topic is called Wins, Why Nots, and What's Up for 2022. Because we are getting ready. December is the highest rate of mental wellness. Like, our mental wellness is suffering December into January. Because we're like, oh God, we gotta deal with family. We gotta deal with all this shit. Like, I spent too much money and then I realized I don't have it. And like, ugh. Like all this shit goes between December into January. Find your tribe. Join your tribe. Don't wait. The universe has no time. The universe doesn't understand today is December 15th. It doesn't care. It doesn't care if it's December 15th or June 1st. Like, today is a day, is a great day to start working on your mental wellness. You want to work on mindset? Perfect. You want to work on confidence? Perfect. You want to work on your wellness? Perfect. You want to work on your physical health? Awesome. Today is the day. Figure out how you're going to level up. The best trap that people get stuck in is, well, I have 15 days until the beginning of the year and the new me is going to come out. Guess what? That's so not true. Because whatever baggage you are rolling behind you or that you're wearing on your backpack is following you into the new year. Girl, you need to open that baggage. You need to go through everything that's in that baggage and be like, I don't need this. Throw it away. Oh, I like these Lulus. We're going to keep these. Oh, Fabletics. Ooh, these are nice. I'm going to keep these. You're going to go through your baggage and see what you want and see what you don't want. The time is now. The time is now. I will give you this. The generosity that I have, and I've been doing this for my sisters that are in the sisterhood, I have been giving them free coaching. This whole month, it's called Sister Hours. I've been giving them live free coaching. Anybody that comes on, it's an hour a week. I go on Zoom, whoever hops in, ask me questions. We have one tonight at 7:30 or 7 o'clock. Whoever comes in, ask me questions, whatever. You want to hang out, talk with me. You want to eat popcorn, drink wine. I don't really care. This is your time. My best value is giving my time. Anybody that signs up for a 3-month membership, I will give you a 90-minute free call. Sign up. Sign up for your membership. 3 months. You'll be surprised. You'll love it. Let's start working on your personal growth. Let's start working on getting some support, some accountability, some growth. Lean in to your community. Work with somebody that's going to help you. You don't like working in a group? Honey, sign up for personal coaching. That's one of my goals, is to beef up my personal coaching. I'm ready. I love personal coaching because it reminds me back to my therapy days when I sit in my room and I say, girl, tell me what's going on. Let's problem solve it. Let's get through it. Let's figure out the ways that we can get through this together. I'm ready. Are you? I got my planners. Everybody knows how I'm obsessed with my passion planners. I got Wonder Woman. Like, let's roll. The time is now. You sign up for a 3-month membership, I'll give you free coaching. Let's do it.